lot to them. Well, we can do them.
Well, I suppose we need to have up this Narnia one.
I like that one up.
Yeah, actually, it could go higher. Really, it's just on. It just is that it's hanging on the existing one. Isn't Felicity Kendall on the front there, is it? Good gracious.
Received any official recognition of her great contribution to the theatre, but at least let's think of her today and wish her well. And that's from Derek Nimmo.
Good Lord.
For Kathleen Harrison. She was with what's his name in Dixon of Dockery? I expect it's just one of these. You know, one day.
Yeah.
I don't feel ill or anything.
No.
Just feel cold.
Oh.
I thought this was a good buy, too good to be true, but you look at the small print and it doesn't half mislead you. It's from the Anstey Conservatories. Britain's best buy conservatories, any size, made to measure, only 1,450 plus VAT and delivery. Craftsman made finest timber conservatories. Now that seems a good price, you see, doesn't it? But then it says direct from the manufacturers, DIY, or we can install. So presumably that price is just the cost of the
package,
and then you'd have to install it. In actual fact, I mean, anybody of her generation probably hasn't passed the driving, necessarily passed the driving test. I mean, I haven't passed one officially, you know, not an ordinary.
No, I know. Yeah.
You see? So that.
And of course, during the war.
She doesn't need a license, I know that, but I mean, you know, yeah, during the war, you got one for her. You've swapped your provisional license automatically for a full license. Well, I get a couple of days like today, and these deaths will be out, you know. And actually, considering it's still February, we've got quite a lot of blossom out in that garden.
Absolutely. I was looking at it the other day and thinking all the bits that are out.
I mean, there's snowdrops.
Still a holly.
Yeah. That's it, the berries on. But those snowdrops are really standing up now. And the crocuses are out, and these other things are out, whatever you call them. The primroses. And the daffs are just about to burst out. Well, the dafts in the little porter here are out.
Oh, are they now?
Yeah.
See, it says here that both of them, you know, acted as runner for Gooch.
He did, that's right.
Mm.
And of course he's 2 for 27, so that was off 10 overs, so he only gave 2.5 runs away and over, so that was really a very good piece of bowling. Yes, a few warm days and the clematis will almost be out, you know, as well. Gosh.
Presumably that gave them at least 13 more runs than they should have had.
Mm. On the other hand, if they hadn't sent down a wide, it could have been scored off. So, although of course that means they did bowl 13 more balls. It's an extra ball then. Well, it's always ifs and buts and a thing like that, isn't it? If only. But three, one, three, two, four. Thank you.
It's one of these stories that people put around. I think the problem with this little story is that there is a grain of truth in it, in that some species of marigold will deter some kinds of pests. But I don't think there's any real evidence that all marigolds will deter all pests. Time and again we find people saying this, and my advice is try it. If it works for you, fine. Nobody can explain it. If it works for you, do it. I've also heard it said that if you grow nasturtions among tomatoes, it will control. Well, I did that, but unfortunately a few years ago I grew climbing nasturtions and the tomatoes got strep.
Yes, you always, don't it? Thank you very much, everyone. If you didn't have time to jot down Stefan's advice, send away for our bazaar extra, but don't forget to send a large, stamped, self-addressed envelope with an 18p stamp, and I'll give you the address again at the end of the programme. We'll be coming back to question time later on in the series. Now, Stefan, to end with, have you got a topical tip for us?
I have, Maris. We always have to have a topical tip. Yes, in a few weeks' time, we shall all be sowing seeds. And if you have any seed trays left over from last year, make sure they're now washed and clean and ready. If you didn't have any seed trays and don't want to bother buying any, this is the time to start saving and washing margarine tubs and yoghurt cartons. And don't forget also those big plastic lemonade bottles. They make excellent cloches if you cut the bottom off to clover your plant pots. So, all ready for seed sowing in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Oh.
How do we deal with an actual all-over pattern? You know, you're working on a little swatch, you're thinking about a tiny amount of colours,
would you take the
Hoover
upstairs
for
me, and then I'll
do it.
No, I don't mind doing it.
Oh, no, do I?
As long as you take it out for me. I don't know whether this is a sort of round of this particular bazaar, but I think I saw that Stefan Brzezinski in a facet when I looked before, so it might just be a rerun. I see all of these coming out again. I was reading somewhere, you see, that you get two.
I mean, this coming, well, they all are thick with bud, aren't they?
Yeah. This one as well, look at all these. Let's bring up some more rainwater from. Well, that one's pretty, look, isn't it?
Just pretty.
Big one.
Yeah.
Another great big one there. I can't come down the stairs, of course, but I can get out this far. Now, come down the stairs, I'll brush it down. Thanks. You see, I don't mind doing it, it's just getting it carried up. And I suppose, I mean, after all this time, it ought to be all right for me to carry it.
Well, no, there's no point in risking it. Didn't they? They start racing again March the 8th, about then. Yes, not a chip butty. Although, you know, I can remember the time when I have not been... I've quite enjoyed having bread and butter and chips.
Yeah,
I he's still on that go-kart.
What?
He's still working on the go-kart. Yes, that's a good idea. I think I must have a drink. I've been thirsty as well.
I suppose they have to keep the go-karts. You
Well, it's an investment, of course.
Yeah, did he say whether Gavin's got off all right?
They got off all right. He'll still be on his way, of course.
Yeah, dinner time was, or evening time?
Evening time. They were hoping to get their skis and passes sorted out so that they could get off first thing tomorrow. But they only got 5 days skiing, because they leave again either Sunday morning or Saturday night.
You know, if they tried for the flying business, you get the extra skiing in.
Yeah. Well, it seems a long way to go just for 5 days skiing. Rainwater. Yes, I will do. You could do, actually, because I've had some in the bottom, underneath. Yeah, that water in the both the watering cans is. I've had it downstairs, so it'll be, you know, the chill will be taken off it.
Now, do you think you could, while you're there, bring down the Hoover, and then I can get this.
Right.
Also, Hoover as well. Never so sorry to be a nuisance.
That's right.
Having done the stairs, I think I ought to finish up.
Here we are.
Can you talking to somebody?
Yeah, someone's just delivered something. There's that red van out there, yeah.
As off-red, sort of looking. You know the wall, on the other side of the road, there's a bunch of going right up to his gate.
Yes. Took you.
Huh?
I don't think so. Oh, basil seeds.
Oh.
I thought I'd put those up on the windowsill on that. Well, that will go in there, and that will go in there. That means that that one can come off there, and that can go along. You can put it there.
That's why I want to get rid of those.
Yeah.